The Civil Service Employees Association, or CSEA, is currently involved in several lawsuits across New York State about counties trying to get out of running nursing homes. As the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell reports, several counties, including Onondaga County, may now face legal action from the union over its decision to put the county-run nursing home on the market.
The CSEA has filed several similar lawsuits, including in Steuben, Chautauqua, and Saratoga counties. They maintain that municipalities can't sell assets that serve an essential public need. Charles Evangelista is one of the Ontario County Board of Supervisors who supports the sale of the nursing facility. But he says the home won't just go to the highest bidder and still may not sell at all.
We don't want to be in the business, but at the same time, we understand that we have a commitment to the current individuals that are residing there.
The county's conditions for the sale include an agreement that the facility will remain a nursing home for at least 10 years after it's sold. And Evangelista says private buyers may not go for that. But Flo Trippi, Western Region President for the CSEA, says the conditions the county has set forth don't reassure her.
But our experience across the state, look at Fulton County, look at Delaware County, look at some of the counties that it's happened to. We know darn well, once someone comes in there that's a private person, they are interested in a profit margin.
Trippi says they're concerned that union members will lose their jobs under a private owner and that the level of care for the nearly 100 residents of the home won't be upheld. Changes in the reimbursements available from Medicare and Medicaid are driving the sale of many government-owned nursing homes, now facing significant shortfalls in operating revenue. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for the Innovation Trail.